We are working feverishly behind the scenes to get hooked up with Bobby Witt Jr. out of Warner Park. And when he calls, he's on the air. You know that, Chance? So he should be calling in, and Jake Eisenberg, who is the very talented play-by-play voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers, is our go-between guy, and that is him right there, Chance. There we go. We spoke, and he'll be joining us here shortly. Football Friday tomorrow will be absolutely loaded. Get you ready for Michigan State and Nebraska. All right, without further ado, let's welcome in Omaha Storm Chaser shortstop, number two draft pick a couple of years ago, the face, the future face of the Kansas City Royals. Can I say that? It's Bobby Witt Jr. Are you okay with me saying that?
Yeah, sir. You say whatever you want. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, before we jump into some things and your stay here in Omaha, can we go back when you were in Northwest Arkansas and you made national news? Did you touch the plate on the home run that the umpire said you did not and you were tagged out?
I still believe I did, and I will always believe I did it. So whatever they think, they can think, but I'm putting it as a homer in my book.
What did the umpire say to you?
I kind of tried to talk to him the next day, and then he just still believed that I didn't. So I just didn't really have any words for him after that.
But I mean, he took away.
I never try to be rude. I've tried to make friends with everyone, but I guess, I don't know. I thought I did, and I guess, I don't know.
Hey, this is a cliche that's used a lot, and I've been able to watch you here in Omaha, and I enjoy watching you because you're having fun playing baseball. With everything that is put on your plate, you're out there every night having fun, and you play on a team that has a lot of similar personalities. It looks like you guys all get along. You've been successful. I know it's a cliche, Bobby, but with you, is it true that you live and breathe baseball?
Yeah, I'd believe so, and just growing up in a baseball family, just with my dad playing, and then my all three of my older sisters are all married to baseball players, or one's engaged to one right now. But so I just grew up loving the game, and my dad taught me the game. Just growing up, just play it the right way, and ever since then, I fell in love with it. Just watching the game, watching baseball, being around it, and just starting at a young age playing it, and then it's just one of those things that I just. When I was little, I knew that that's what I want to do.
In the clubhouse, on the field, being a professional baseball player, having dad who played professional baseball for 16 years as a pitcher, what's the benefit of what you learn from watching and how he's involved in your professional career now?
Yeah, so it's almost like having a little cheat sheet with you growing up, just having him by my side and just teaching me the ins and outs, what not to do, what to do, and just teaching me the right way to play. Play the game, go out there, play hard, have fun, and just respect your teammates and respect everyone else. And just go out, and whenever you have your teammates' respect, that's whenever you can go out there and just do the things because you know that they got your back. And you were able to go out there and just try to help the team win, and that's another thing. Just always going out there to try to win, and whenever you're trying to win, I think that's when you're playing at your best, and that's what kind of he taught me.
You have a chance here in the last 2 weeks to be a member of the 30-30-30 club. 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases, 30 doubles. I've heard you say this before, but tell me what this means. You just try to be Bobby Witt Jr. What does that mean?
I just try to be myself. I look at it as I don't have to try to be too much, too little. I don't have to try to go out there and try to be Mike Trout to be the best. I can just try to go out there and just be me and just play my game and trust my ability and trust my work that I put in each and every day. So I just go out there and just try to compete and help the team win. And sometimes I maybe early in the year or whenever it was, just try to do too much or try to do this when I really just have to be me, have to be Bobby Wood Jr. And that's kind of how I look at things now and just try to make things as simple as possible and go out there. And this game's already hard enough. So if you're thinking, getting in things in your head and you make it even harder, that's whenever things start going downhill. So I just got to keep my head between my shoulders and just keep creeping and getting better and better each and every day.
How important it is, kind of on dovetailing on what you just said, Bobby, is to trust your talent because there are a lot of ups and downs in this game. I mean, you might go 3-for-10, that looks great, but you failed 7 times. So what is in it inside of you that you're able to just trust your talent and, like you said, not try and be somebody else? Where do you lean on to trust your talent?
Just the work that comes in before the game, the off-season work that I put in, and then just the preparation, the in-game preparation, like the stuff we go through before the game, looking at a pitcher or taking your defensive work before the game, your infield work or whatever it is, just doing the reps as game-like as possible before the game. So whenever the game starts to speed up, it really slows down in your eyes. And so you never want the game to speed up. Because like I said earlier, it's one of the hardest games out there. So just got to try to slow things down and just trust it.
I think people have really enjoyed watching you in the couple of years you've been in the Royals organization, especially here in Omaha. And you know what they're talking about for next year and beyond. But let's focus on this time. And let me get inside of something. Take me through your first at-bat last night. So playing Indianapolis, and Pittsburgh brings up some prospects for this final 2 weeks. And they've got a major prospect on the mound. He gets you 97-98 at the beginning of the at-bat. And then there's a curveball coming that you line it back up the middle, you steal second, you steal third. Walk me through that kind of an at-bat, how you approach a pitcher like that that's going 97-98 and then drops a curveball on you, similar to what you're going to see when you get to the next level.
Yeah, just biggest thing for me there was just trying to be on time with the fastball and felt maybe a little late there, but then kind of got back into it. And if you're on time with the fastball, anything's on time, then you'll be able to hit the off speed because you're already ready for the fastball and you just kind of make a little adjustment. I just really wanted to put the ball play, apply some pressure because this is kind of our, I guess you call it the playoff baseball. And then once I got on first, I knew that try to steal second. And then I saw that just what the pitcher was doing and then take third and just try to apply pressure early in the game and try to help the team win.
What surprises you more, if it does, that you've hit 30 plus home runs in minor league baseball this year, or you could steal 30 plus bases?
I think just maybe both. I believe that I could have more stolen bases just from just not running when I should have and just not really just playing the game. And I've gotten thrown out like a bunch too, so I think they could have more stolen bases there, but the home runs are always fun to hit and everything. So both of them are pretty cool to have, but I think that I can do more for sure.
Yeah, I don't think the Iowa Cubs think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. joining us here on the Gary Sharp Show. How is it important as you've made your way up through and quickly through the Royal system, you're coming up with Nick Prado. You're coming up with MJ Melendez, similar guys that are around your same age that are being talked about as the next group of Royal players. How important is it to lean on those guys of the challenges that you have on a day-to-day being a professional baseball player at that young age?
Yeah, it's awesome to have those guys. They're in the pro ball for two more years more than me, so it was good to learn from them last year at with the alternate site that we had, just to kind of learn from their ups and downs through their first few years of pro ball. So I learned from them there, and then I'm always around them too, and just building that relationship early in this. It makes winning even more fun whenever you're winning with those guys, the guys that you're hanging out with off the field and going to the field with and those type of things. So just creating that bond, it's really special because it's almost like you're playing with a brother, like playing with like a high school team, like guys you grew up with and things, and now you're kind of growing up with them again throughout the minor league, and hopefully one day we'll all be up there in the big leagues playing.
How many times recently, and with the rosters expanding but not usual, they just went from 25 to 28, were you getting, hey, when are you going to get called up? How many times do you hear that a day?
Quite a bit, just from getting whatever it is tagged on social media or just fans asking this or that. I just some wait for my time. They make the decisions. I know they make the right decisions up there, and so just wait for it and just keep playing my game and having fun each and every day.
Shortstop or third base? Which do you prefer?
Whatever the team really needs me at, I'll play whatever. I just want to be on the field.
What would you like to work on in the off season so that when you go to Arizona for spring training, you put yourself in the best position to be playing in Kansas City next year?
Just getting more consistent at all, everything that I do, whether it's the ground balls or just putting barrel on ball. That's the biggest thing, just trying to just simplify things, kind of like I was saying earlier, just make things easier, try not let it speed up, and just get stronger. Obviously that will come just with working out and everything this offseason, and just get ready for a long season.
Now we'll get you out on this. I watch you, and you are very gracious with your time, and thank you today. I know you guys are getting ready for batting practice. You spend a lot of time after games signing autographs, and you are the top prospect in all of minor league baseball, and you know that everybody knows who you are. But you spend time signing for the kids that are at Werner Park when I see you. But then we also nightly talk about, Bobby, the collectors that are around. They know who you are and some of your teammates, so they've got the cards, they've got the balls, they've got the jerseys. First, what was it like as a professional baseball player the first time you were asked for an autograph? And how do you approach signing autographs for the young kids who, they just look at you and you're a member of their favorite Omaha Storm Chaser team, to the guys that are collectors that, you know, like when you're over in Des Moines, they're waiting for you, you know, three blocks away, they can see you coming.
Yeah, I just think of it as that I was that kid in the past. I was the one that won the autographs for the big leaguers or whoever it was. So you always just got in, and this one autograph could change a kid's a day and change a kid's life. That could be the reason why they want to play baseball. And so first, just want to go out there and play hard for them to watch and see how to play the game. And then afterwards, if they want to sign or whatever, then I'll get them an autograph. And so it's just always great to see the kids smile after that. And then with the collectors, yeah, sometimes it gets a little annoying with that, just with the guys asking each and every day. You start to recognize faces, and they're out there every day asking for the same thing, and it's just kind of, all right, guys, it's when's enough. But so it's just kind of just depending on who you are or what you do, how many autographs you're going to give those guys. But yeah, it's all fun. It's always good to see those guys smile and just be happy, and that's the biggest thing.
Well, congratulations on your success so far. I know there is a lot more ahead of you, and you know that, and as you've intimated, you're working to get there. It's been a pleasure to watch you, and I know that a lot of people around here have getting ready to purchase number 7 jerseys, and they are big fans of what you've done so far, and they look forward to seeing you down at the K sooner than later.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Bobby Witt Jr., the number 1 prospect in all of minor league baseball. Future face of the Kansas City Royals. Could be in the majors next year, possibly playing third base. Right now he's playing predominantly shortstop, but could find his way to the bigs next year with the Royals playing third base. They will have some interesting decisions to make, but there is a lot of good-looking prospects that are starting to come up, and MJ Melendez, Nick Prado, and Bobby Witt Jr. are all right here in Omaha. Big thanks again to Jake Eisenberg, the voice of the Storm Chasers, who you can hear tonight over on 1180. At 6:45 of the pregame show when they take on Indianapolis out at Werner Park. Just 4 more home games this year for the Storm Chasers. That'll do it. Big thanks to all of our guests, Jacob Padilla, everybody that participated in the mailbag, our good friends over at Oscar's Pizza and Grill, Joe Bartle from RotoWire Fantasy Football, and Bobby Witt Jr. For Chance, I'm Gary. Tomorrow is a Football Friday ahead of Nebraska and Michigan State. Plus, I'm sure we'll spend a lot of time talking about tonight's Thursday night game between Carolina and Houston. Don't let me down, Panthers. You're my survivor pick for week 3. USC is coming up next. We're back tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.